things first, before we get into it, we are really excited to announce a live show, Lip Service Live, March 28th. It goes down at Caroline's on Broadway. Make sure you get your tickets now because it's definitely going to sell out. We're going to have a great time. Me, L'Oreal, Gigi McGuire will all be there. So make sure you go to carolines.com and get those tickets. More announcements to come. Hey, today's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Desus and Mero, the all-new weekly late-night talk show, now on Showtime. The Bronx's own Desus Nice and the Kid Mero brings their illustrious take on current events, politics, sports, and pop culture, all while talking spicy with the week's hottest celebrity guests. A new episode of Desus and Mero drops every Thursday at 11 p.m. only on Showtime. And now, exclusively for Desus and Mero fans, you can stream Showtime for only $4.99 a month for 6 months after a 30-day free trial. To secure the deal and support the brand, go to Showtime.com/Hive. Offer available for new subscribers only. Expires March 14th. Lip Service. What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
Sammy, how you going to drink right before you say your name?
Had to get ready.
He had to wet that whistle.
Yeah, how y'all doing? I'm Sammy.
Hi, Sammy.
What's poppin'?
Now, the last episode, we have this new thing. We always end the episode where you have to guess which one of us this was. So we're going to reveal it today, right?
Okay.
Which one of the Lip Service ladies said that? Was it me, Angela, L'Oreal, or Gigi?
Okay.
So this person said that when they were young, someone's mom came to their house and said, I want to talk to your mom because you were having sex with my son, and that's disgusting. Which one of us did that happen to?
Dang.
If you had to guess.
Gigi.
Damn,
it's always
Gigi.
Me, right?
You always got to be the bad one.
I know.
Actually, no, that happened to me. And it wasn't true. I was a virgin. So he was lying.
Oh,
and
he was lying on this
situation. She overheard him telling his brother something and then came to my house and I was shocked and, you know, my hymen was still intact.
That's all bad. But yeah. He was lying on you like that.
He did
he was lying on himself.
And you wanna know what's crazy? He was best friends with my little boyfriend at the time. And a couple of years later I did lose my virginity to my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how everybody knew it was for sure a lie.
Okay. You were solid.
Yeah, he popped it, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I was dry humping or something and he thought.
We never did anything.
I didn't go.
That's why it was a crazy thing, like his mom overheard him telling his brother.
Wow.
And she was like really mad. He actually hit me up on Facebook when he heard me tell this story before.
Oh, okay. So did he apologize?
Yeah, he felt bad about it. Yeah,
he apologized.
Okay.
He did apologize. Not that it matters.
Right.
He lied.
You ever lied on your dick, Sammy?
Hell no. That's whack. That goes against my R&B code.
Mm-hmm.
And the essence of myself as a man.
Has anybody ever lied about you and said, you know, Sammy used to.
I don't know, cause I move real private. So the girls that I do, you know, mess with, they know how I rock. So we don't do too much street like pillow talking about our endeavors.
But it could be that somebody you never messed with at all, and she was telling people, "Oh yes."
Yeah, if so, it never came back to me.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, you are very private.
Yeah,
because I was trying to find his
stuff.
Business.
You ain't
out.
Find nothing out.
I ain't find nothing. So tell us who you fucked. Like that.
We were your own tea.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
A few.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been around a minute.
Yeah.
Since a youngin'.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, since I was 12. That's crazy. I'll be 32 Friday. So 20 years now. Being
happy birthday.
Thank
happy,
you.
Yeah. This comes out on, your, on your birthday.
Yeah, oh, right.
Yeah,
so
and
this
your
is
album.
A, so this is your birthday celebration.
Yeah.
We lit.
Now I'm real chill. So now I never had that problem with a girl, me finding out a girl was lying about sleeping with me.
Yeah.
No. Has a guy ever lied on you guys about sleeping with you?
Yeah.
See, dudes do that. I don't think, do women, I think guys lie.
Women do that if it's like somebody famous. I've heard women lie about people they had sex with. I definitely have.
Really?
Yes. I've had a girl actually lie to me about somebody she slept with. Like, first she told me she slept with him, then she told me she didn't after. I'm like, which one is it?
Yeah. Right.
Did you or didn't you?
Because you got to remember your lies.
Right.
That's one of the reasons why I don't tell them. It's so too hard to remember.
I agree.
I'm not about to tell a lie and then I got to keep up with it. Like, yeah. I'd rather just tell the truth and keep it 100.
Factual.
That's a weird thing to lie about, though. I'm not going to, like, add a body to myself. Like, oh, yeah, I fucked so-and-so and it'd be a lie. But there's been girls that, like, we're actually friends with that, like, have told me, like, yeah, I fucked Trey or something like that. And I'm like, girl, you did not fuck Trey. Like, you like, I don't, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
but just wow. Shit like
although, wouldn't we be surprised at some of the girls that guys fuck? Because guys do fuck girls and you're like, there's no way he did, but he really did.
He really did.
That's true. I have a few of those.
You wish you could take it back?
It was, yeah, like, it was ninth inning. He had too many shots that day.
Mm-hmm. That's when you lie about not fucking somebody.
Yeah, you know,
that
I've done that.
You lied about it?
Yeah, I've done that.
You lied and said you didn't fuck somebody?
I did something so beneath, like, my standard that I had low self-esteem for, like, 2 weeks.
What made it so bad?
Because I'm done, like, I was past that phase of life where I'm taking one for the team.
Mm-hmm.
But my homeboy had a girl, and the girl had a friend, and I told him off the rip, I see what's about to happen. I'm not ISO. Like, don't isolate. like, but he won, you know, if I got to take the friend by default for him to have a successful night.
Good wingman.
Yeah, good wingman. So I took a couple shots of Patron, but that still wasn't enough to, like, get me out of
the
zone.
She was that bad?
Yeah, she was not it.
So you did some crystal meth.
I did it. I did it, though. You know what I'm saying? I was a good...
You did it?
I was a good wingman.
So can you get hard for somebody that you're not attracted to?
She's nasty enough.
So clearly she was nasty enough.
The sex wasn't bad.
Okay. And I was just about to say...
Yeah, sex wasn't bad. It's just not something that I would...
Like, take on
do it again, because I wasn't attracted to her to begin with. I was just trying to be a good homeboy to my homie. So I felt,
but it wasn't good enough for you to go back.
No, and it was crazy. So, like, we did a little dizzle, and we didn't exchange information or nothing like that, of course. And then, like, 2 weeks later,
she wanted to.
Nah, she pops up at my crib. You know, like, Sunday, first of all, I don't even like the pop-up thing. Is just not okay.
How? Was it during the day?
Yeah, on a Sunday, it's just me and my pit bulls chilling. That which makes I can really see her. And she wanted to invite me to her birthday shindig. Was like, I'm sorry to pop up, but I don't have your number, and I haven't heard from you. And I was like, yo.
Damn.
Security.
Right.
Yeah. And then I had to I already was suffering, I told you, for 2 weeks with low self-esteem for doing that. Right. So I was reminded.
So
I
stop. So I brought it right back.
Yeah.
You were nice to her still, right?
Yeah, I'm never rude to him.
So you hit again?
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding.
And I didn't go to the birthday. She did.
You showed up at a birthday. You sang happy birthday.
Nah, I just took the invitation. I was like, if I'm free, I'll make it.
Damn, you lied on top of it. He said if.
It's a chance.
You were you free?
Nah, no. I was busy.
He made sure he was busy that day.
Yeah. So I would lie about doing something that was not necessarily to my standard, but I wouldn't lie about sexing somebody that I didn't sex.
Damn, I had to fuck. I mean,
you had to fuck somebody?
I'm about to tell you, I've had to take a couple shots to go through a fucking somebody before.
That's awful.
I know, but it's somebody I fucked before, but it's like I wasn't into it anymore.
You needed the shots as an excuse?
I needed the shots as, like, just to make me be like, fuck.
To medicate yourself?
Fuck.
That's
again.
What I did.
Isn't that rape if somebody has sex with you while you're drunk?
She did it to herself.
Yeah, I get it.
It was
self-drunk.
It was self-inflicted.
It was like, it's not that I didn't like him. It's like sometimes after a while, the sex, I guess I'm a guy, because the sex gets boring.
So why do it?
I'm just like, oh God, I'm just going to get drunk and then maybe.
Was that like a sympathy fuck? Like, I feel bad.
I mean, I guess it becomes one. But that's, like, right before I'm about to break up with you. Like, fuck it. Like,
one last hoorah.
Yeah, like, I guess I got to get... If I got to get drunk to, like, really continue to fuck with you...
It's a problem.
Then, yes, it's
that's
about
true.
To be a death for you.
The attraction is not there no more. That's going to cause a conflict somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had to get drunk to have sex with someone.
I did.
Have you, Gigi?
I did.
I think I had to do a little bit more than get drunk.
Gigi was high, drunk.
Listen, I think I might have popped half an X pill.
That's
and
awful.
This fat nigga wants.
No, for sure.
Roly Poly won't leave me alone.
Roly Poly. You should hook him up with the girl he fucked.
Yeah.
With the birthday
girl. Team.
Birthday girl.
There we go. That'd be a good team.
All right, now let's do a little lip service back chat. We're going to talk about something that's currently happening, and I want to get your take on a different aspect of it. So Robert Kraft, right?
Yeah.
The owner of the Patriots. Right now, they're talking about him soliciting for prostitution.
Yeah.
And all of that. Now, this morning on the show, when I was on The Breakfast Club, Charlamagne made the case that men pay for sex anyway because they pay for to take you on a date, they buy you a bag, and that's the same thing as soliciting, I guess, or whatever, for sex, paying for it. Now, do you think that it's equivalent? Paying for sex is you either giving somebody money or you paying for like a meal or some gifts?
I've never paid anyone cash for sex. But I've courted a woman, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Keyword.
Courted.
Courting. Right. Because you don't think I bought you dinner, so you're going to have sex with me.
No. Nah, like, you know, I believe in taking a girl out, grabbing drinks, hookah, partying, whatever you like to do.
Spending
whatever,
time. Yeah, just hookers. Hookers.
Yo, what is wrong with this girl?
Right. Hookers. Nah, you know, just fellowshipping, whatever you want to do to vibe with a girl. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you gotta do that.
Yeah, to get the vibe. Yeah. For me, like, I couldn't probably, I wouldn't be turned on if I just took out bands and gave a girl and was like, all right, now, sex.
Let's forget the dinner.
Yeah, skip that.
It's $49.99.
It's that fellowship. I thought a church. My head is already fucked up.
Nah, I just got to vibe with a girl before having sex with her. I can't just pay a girl. Yeah, so I don't think those two are the same thing.
Yeah, it bothers me when guys say, well, you're paying for it anyway, so in one form or fashion. And I don't think that's true.
Nah, it's different.
You take somebody to dinner, that doesn't mean they're going to have sex with you. Mm-hmm. That means that
they're going to eat.
Yeah,
we're going to eat. And just vibe and talk and get to know each other a little bit.
What's the best first date you ever had?
I don't know, man. I go on so many. Like, when I'm dating somebody, we
Jesus Christ, a lot of first dates.
I get, like, best first date.
Mm-hmm. Well, you walked away like,
he
damn.
I go on so many.
I've been in relationships, so I'm trying to, like, channel the first.
Right. Like, something has to stand out when you were like, this was the best first date?
I don't think I ever had that experience.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I ever had a best first
date. Yeah, I never had a best first date.
That's crazy.
I've had the best first fuck.
Me too.
Yeah. But that's the same thing, kind of.
It wasn't on the first
for
date.
You.
No.
L'Oreal. No, I'm saying date. For her version of what we're right. saying. So that's not what I meant.
It wasn't like the first time we went out, it was amazing.
Gigi.
But there was a time when it was like the first time we had sex, it was amazing.
Yeah, right. I don't have that for my first date.
And then
either.
It didn't happen like that again.
Oh, damn. It was trash.
That's the problem.
He said he was too great the first time, so he couldn't amount up to it for the rest of it.
And that's exactly how it was.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You can't have to set the bar too high
right,
the first time you have sex.
She expects that every time. Yeah.
That's why us as women, that's why we hold back the first couple of times, mm-hmm. because we don't want to give it all to you and then you be expecting it
every
time.
You're like, I'm not going to suck his dick till he comes.
Yeah, it's a little crescendo.
Yeah, I got you. Hold back a little bit and give you a little bit more each time. You feel like
I got you.
You can't suck nobody's dick on the first time.
Why can't you?
For real? I wouldn't.
Why not?
She got to hold back.
Nah, because
that super mouth over there.
Yeah, because you're going to be harassing me. So you got to wait.
It's like that.
But that's like the appetizer to sex for me.
Me too.
No, this ain't an appetizer. No.
That's what her voice sound like that. Dick puncture her.
Shut up. Yeah, dick puncture my voice box.
Can't eat dessert before dinner.
Wow. Apparently.
Wow.
Okay. Except for that.
So you don't suck dick the first time you have sex? I think oral.
But are you just sparing the person for real? Or are you just, is it just too much?
I just can't suck any and everybody's
there we go.
Dick.
That's what
but you can have sex with somebody?
I mean, with a condom. I'm not sucking dick with a condom. No, hell no.
That's so prostitute.
Yeah, that's a prostitute.
That's like prostitute 101.
I don't. How about you? Do you put a condom on?
Never got hit with a
condom.
Don't nobody want no condom.
Nobody want condom head. That got it felt whack and like.
I don't know how that would.
And taste nasty. I don't like condom.
I'm not even trying to try that shit.
I don't even like the taste you get when you take the condom off and stuff.
Nasty.
So imagine putting
once you put a condom on, I can't
say
yeah, no, that's it.
It's over.
That's it. Yeah.
So imagine
you played yourself.
But a condom on, no oral for you.
Yeah. Oh, you must not want your dick sucked. Right.
And that's why I said head has to be first. That's like the appetizer to get. Like, that's foreplay to me.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Would you look at a woman differently if she sucked your dick like the first time you had sex?
Nah. That's awesome. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that.
What if she took her wig off?
Yeah, she got too comfortable.
And started swinging it.
Nah, she did the most. She did the most. Keep it sexy, because you know they're not gonna keep it sexy if y'all keep rocking. So at least for the first time, keep it sexy.
Damn, she's not.
Yeah, but taking your wig off, I don't even like to wrap my hair up when I go to sleep, like with a guy, or like if I do, because I'm a little comfortable with him. Mm-hmm. Before he wake up, he could wake up. I'll snatch that shit out of my head so fast. Like, what you say?
Like, I like at least keep the sparks flying early, right. And then get comfortable down the line.
That's the real you.
My friend just told me that she. I'm sorry, I ain't mean to cut you.
No, you good.
Be out,
my friend just told me that with her new boyfriend, they've been together for maybe like going on 2 months now, and she said that the other day she took her wig off and put it next to her while
no,
he was sleeping,
girl,
and he woke
no.
up before her.
She was looking like E.T.
looking crazy as hell.
And listen, she's black and he's white, so you know he's what is going on here?
No. He was horrified.
All the
Who
way
broke
down.
In and scalped you?
I'm horrified.
He must really like you if he didn't kick you out.
That's why I can't do the wig thing.
Only thing I do is, when I wake up, the first thing I do is brush my teeth and get back in bed because I don't want to talk with morning breath ever.
I'm with that. I'm with that.
Mm-hmm. And I won't do anything. I'm not going to like make out or kiss anybody or suck it. None of that. I don't even have sex.
Even if you're in love with them, like y'all a whole thing.
I still rather brush my teeth. Suck a day.
I'm not saying just make out, but he can't roll over and just, oh, good morning.
Yeah, he can do that, but I'm still get up and brush my teeth. Because first of all, I always have to pee when I get up anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pee,
so
brush
whole
my
thing.
Teeth,
yeah,
and then
you get into your routine first.
Because I also like to pee before I have sex because I don't want to ever have to feel like I have to pee during.
That's weird. Yeah, when girls have to stop because they have to pee.
That's what I've never.
Usually that happens to me when I'm drunk.
Really?
Wait, I gotta pee.
Yeah, Gigi always gotta pee.
You just gotta pee on him. I do always gotta pee. Don't be surprised if I get up in the middle of the episode and go use
just pee on him, Gigi. You gotta just pee on him.
Incorporate it.
Yeah, he's not gonna
into
know it's
sense,
not squirt.
Right. He'll think you squirting.
Yeah. Right. He gotta think you're killing
next
shit.
Time. Next time,
just go for it.
Next time, I'm gonna just let it loose.
Let it rip.
I don't do that. And I think if a guy stops to pee, that's disrespectful. Like,
that's happened to me.
But having to pee is the worst feeling during sex. It will ruin you from like having
an orgasm. Well, I can't come
orgasm.
Back after the pee though.
That's
if
what I'm
I,
saying.
If I
you
left
gotta
to
go.
Pee, it's a wrap. Like I
really,
I'm not.
You gotta hit the reset button.
But that's why it's disrespectful.
But you get hard again real quick.
Nah, I just fucked up the whole swag. If I'm like fully stroking, I'm going in and then I go take a pee-pee
it's
break.
It's over.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Yeah. That's why you gotta pee first. That's my whole point.
That's why it's disrespectful.
Like, it's always good to pee before you have sex so that you come back, you feel like, okay, my bladder is good. Even if I don't really have to pee, I'm that type of person that like, I pee before I get on a plane. I had one bad experience. I'm like traumatized where I had to pee, but I was like, I'm gonna just wait till we land. And then there was like a hold up at the gate. You know, I made it.
Oh, but it was there though.
But it was so bad. I had to get up even though they were like, ma'am, get back in your seat.
Bitch, shut the fuck up.
They were texting for mad long. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm gonna pee on myself. I don't give a fuck. Everybody was looking at me. I had to run to the bathroom and pee. I thought I was gonna get arrested because they were like, get back in your seat. They were like following me. I was like, look, I got to pee, and we've been taxiing for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So after that, I got to pee before I get on the plane. As soon as they say we're about to land, I go pee, too, just
to get out the way.
Yeah, in case we end up taxiing.
I can't do that. I can't pee before sex, because I got to pee after. Otherwise, I'm going to have a whole nother problem.
That's good to do, too.
You're supposed to.
For women,
you get a yeast infection.
Yeah exactly pee, why I said that. Like, I got to wait.
Straighten up down there.
You know, men can get yeast infections, too.
Yeah, I heard that. Just found that out.
Did they use mine as that?
Yeah, it wasn't me. No, my homeboy ran into a situation, though.
He got yeast infection?
He ran into a situation.
What is that like? Was it itchy?
Poor guy. Because for a woman, it's itchy. And
no,
like
I ain't really
want to
talk about it. Like
yeah, we
want
to talk about
but
it.
No, he just told me that he had an option. Like, his girl kind of told him, like, it's a little tricky right now. But, and he still dove in.
Damn.
And he ended up having the yeast infection. He catching
it. Why would he
good
still
for his
do
thirsty
that?
Ass.
Because you probably would say, like, it ain't that bad, or what's the worst that could
happen? Like,
and doesn't it smell, too?
He likes cottage cheese.
I don't know. I don't want none
smell.
Of them problems.
But listen, if a girl tells you, I don't think we should have sex because I have a yeast infection, that's
don't
a
do
stop
it.
Sign.
Yeah, don't do it.
Just don't
I know. I know. I'm not running
into
that.
Or put it in
your you ain't got no yeast in your mouth, bitch, okay?
Right.
So let's handle that.
Right.
Your dome is all right.
Don't bake this bread right now.
I just found that out, though. I didn't know if guys could.
Yeah, guys can get yeast infections.
Yeah,
they can also carry bacterial vaginosis.
They can?
Yeah, that's
they
how
they have
you
vaginas.
Get it.
No, they carry it.
Yeah.
Oh, they can pass it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can get, like, I think you could get gonorrhea in your throat, too, right?
You can't do that. or chlamydia in your throat.
Mm-hmm.
If you,
that's know. Why you can't suck anybody's dick on the
no,
first
true,
time.
True.
Right.
Show your paperwork or something.
Show your paperwork.
Yeah.
It's paperwork. If you carry paperwork around with you, that's a whole other story. Now
I wouldn't even believe it. Yeah.
It's in your email somewhere. Like
the best first email. Date ever? A trip to Planned Parenthood. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go get tested together.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the best first date.
Have you heard about the company that's making flats from recycled plastic water bottles? Rothy's is the everyday flat for life on the go. Classic, comfortable, and it comes in four fashionable styles. The flat, the point, the loafer, and the sneaker, all of which are available for women and girls. I love my cute red flats because, you know, red is a nice pop of color, and they are amazing. Not only that, but it's good for the environment. Since they're made from recycled plastic water bottles, you can feel good about wearing them. They actually update their lineup with new colors every few weeks and patterns as well. Rothy's has almost reached 20 million bottles recycled. I love my Rothy's, and I know you will too. Right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for my listeners. Use code SERVICE to get free shipping with no minimum. Let me tell you something. I run around all the time, airports, from studio to studio, appearances. These are so comfortable to run around in, and they're so easy to carry with me as well. That's free shipping plus free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoe when you go to Rothy's, Rothys.com, and enter service. This is a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable. Plus free shipping. Go get yourself a pair today. Rothys.com, promo code service. Get this deal while it lasts.
All right, now let's talk about your new album, because that's about to come out.
Everlasting.
On your birthday. It's and we Friday. Saw you doing this whole breakdown on your social media.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we want to pull some of those topics and learn more about you, since you are so private.
Very informative.
About a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, let me take a sip.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... Unlove You.
Yeah.
Right. You said that's a song about how you wish you could unlove somebody. And
yeah.
Not, so we were talking about that and how we've all felt like that at some point in mm-hmm. our life. Mm-hmm. So where did that come from for you?
Yeah. My last relationship, I just, it came to an abrupt ending. Like most of the times, well, I've only been into two serious relationships. One I was the demise of. I just wasn't ready. I was like in that phase where I wanted my cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm glad that you can admit
I
that.
I fucked mm-hmm. that over.
I
right.
wasn't ready.
And she was a great woman, a great person. I just really wasn't. I was 24, 25. I was just like, there's no way this is it. You know what I'm saying? For me. Mm-hmm. Although mm-hmm. she was everything that I thought I would want.
Mm-hmm.
So in this situation, though, my last one, it was just, we just wasn't a good team. It wasn't a matter of me and girls or her cheating. We just could not get along.
Mm-hmm.
And the more success that I started to gain and the fame and the career started back taking off, although she was happy for me, it's a lot for a woman to date any R&B nigga. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, we come with a lot of shit. Our job is to please women.
Mm-hmm.
So I could belong to you, but I also belong to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the same things you fell in love with me about is the same things they love about me.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like I'm giving too much of myself to these women. When this is what I've been doing since I was 12 years young, I don't know nothing else. I've chosen to master music.
Mm-hmm.
So we end up parting ways, and it was hard to get over her because nothing actually happened aside from my lifestyle doesn't coincide with what she stands for.
Mm-hmm.
So it was hard to unlove her. You know
what did she do for a living?
She was in banking at the time.
Okay.
She was in banking and then also fitness on the side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was pursuing that too.
How did y'all meet?
Actually, this was kind of on some gram shit, but not gram shit. So she lived in a, I never seen her though. Like I'm low key. Like if I'm out unless it's money or I have to be there. I really don't just party just cause.
Mm-hmm.
So we never bumped into each other, but she kept like passing my time on. And then I was like, yo, I told her she was gorgeous. She replied and it was just small talk. One date turned into 8 months later, I was in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How long did it last?
3 years.
Nice.
That's a nice run.
Yeah. 3 years, she had a son. So this was my first time like being stepdad. You know what I'm saying?
And then you missed the son too.
Yeah, I'm attached to him. You know what I'm saying? And then when we broke up and then we tried to work, well, then she gave me the, you know, permission to be back into his life. And I was like, hell yeah, that's my little guy. You know what I'm saying? And just because me and you don't rock as an item, I still want to be cool with him. And doing that made us kind of get back together.
Right.
But the same issue still was there.
You know, they always say when you break up with somebody and they have a kid,
you have to break up with that child too. Yeah, so, and that's something that I learned. So it was just hard to unlove that situation.
Hmm.
So this was the first time I had to like block somebody on social media.
Damn.
For myself though, not like, I don't know, pettiness or nothing. I just wasn't ready to let go. So I really had to do a full cold
turkey. That probably made her feel crazy
detox.
That she got blocked.
Yeah, the blocker to the change my number, like all just so
there.
Yeah, just so
I've
I wouldn't reach
so
out.
You be able to let go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to really, really fully let go.
Don't have memorized the number too. That's even worse.
Yeah, no, I ain't do that. My memory bad.
See,
I think
lucky.
I know like my manager
you
number. That's
that.
It. Yeah, so that and I knew that topic.
And that's crazy because nothing happened. So she's probably like, damn, but I was...
No, she understands, though. We've had a plethora of conversations mm-hmm. on the disconnect in our relationship, and we've tried every way to make it work. And sometimes it's just not supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, sometimes you leave things broken. That's the best thing you can do. Because trying to repair shit that's not for you is the worst thing you could do.
Oh, my God.
You feel me? So I'd rather get out... 3 years is a long-ass time, but I'd rather get out 3 than 6. Or I'd rather get out 3... I didn't create a life with her. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a baby. So like it's a little, it was hard, but it was a lot easier than what it could have been had I kept trying to force that relationship to work.
Because next thing you know, she'd have been pregnant.
And now we're still not getting along, but I have a life that I'm attached to for at least, you know, well, for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So I wrote that record because I know everybody wished that they could unlove somebody.
Yeah, that's like that movie, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. You seen that?
I didn't see that.
Me either.
Oh, that movie. You.
What?
It's a Eternal, good movie.
What is it? What's the title?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
That's too long.
With Jim Carrey.
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. Yeah. I've seen that.
It's about erasing your memory, basically. It's good. Like, you should see it if you have it. Okay. When you have an opportunity, you'll enjoy. Okay. See, look, everybody
is
else
it, is
like,
is this a Netflix thing? Or
it's old. It's kind of old. It's been out. But Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a good movie. It's going to make you feel it.
Okay.
See, everybody's like, now, do you think that as an artist, right, for you doing what you do, that people look at you differently if you're in a relationship? Like, does that, for your fans, make you feel like
it's
not as marketable?
It's yes and no. It depends how much you show of that relationship, because there is this fantasy aspect of things when girls feel like they have a chance. I understand that. But then I think as I age, like, I'll be 32. It should be okay for me to have a fucking girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but like, it's been 10 years. Yeah, 10 years. Like,
don't you want me to be fans that been riding like, with shoes and shoes for the past 20 years? They feel like they in a relationship
with
every
time me, like, if I say I'm dating, I get DMs, like, with heartbreak emojis. Mm-hmm. And, like,
mad as hell.
Yeah, and like, they really want me 60 years old out here still, like, jigging on. You know what I'm saying?
You want that at first. I feel like when you came out, it was at a time when you couldn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I feel like nowadays people are so invested into people's lives that they might be heartbroken at first, but then it'll go from that to my favorite couple.
To goals. Right. Like, I think what it is this is actually shallow because they'll never know the girl for real, for real. Like,
right.
They only can see if she's cute enough. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For you.
For them to approve.
I was about to say, what girl?
Yeah, so right. So as long as the girl is like deemed pretty enough and y'all pictures are cute enough or hashtag relationship goals, then it can work. But I just think that just for me personally, I like to just keep something to myself.
Right.
I already gotta tell on myself and my music. Mm-hmm. I already gotta, you know, do a lot and be transparent about things I go through in my family, personal, trying to juggle being an entrepreneur. I've had mainstream success, but I'm independent. You feel me? So it's a strenuous life to live this life in the same token. And I don't complain because I'm blessed. So when I'm in love with somebody, I just make sure I keep it like under wraps. Not like it's not on some like I'm hiding my girl from the world or hiding the world from the girl.
Yeah,
it's really trying to build a strong foundation with her first.
Because it's hard on social media
before
they start going in.
Once they see you, I promise you, I dealt with this. Like, girls is about to slide in your DM.
Mm-hmm.
To try to break us up.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, make up stories.
Say nasty things about you. Yeah, my last relationship, this girl was like, yo, I flew out to LA for something. I don't know what, but the girl was like, yeah, my homegirl, Sammy, flew my girl out. Like, it's a fake page, like, no profile, no followers.
This is causing
problems in my crib. So I'm like, wait, what?
She was like, I didn't know this.
Well, she didn't accuse me, but her whole shit changed when she read that DM, right?
Right,
so I was like, yo.
Because you don't know, it could be true.
Yeah, I was like, if I flew somebody out, tell whoever that person is to send text, receipts. There
my
has
number.
To be something where I stayed at.
Right.
But that's
what
a guy would say, though. You know what I mean?
Like,
but I wanted
her to do that, and she did it, and the person went away. But it has to go to show, like, it's some malicious people out here that just don't want to see you with nobody.
That's better.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So before I just be so quick to throw a girl on the gram that I'm kicking it with, I want to make sure me and her, like, solid.
Yeah, and it's crazy
because
it's
the shit's going to come. You know what I'm saying? Like, bullshit is going to come. You attract all this negative energy the moment you show an inkling of being happy.
Yeah, we live in this social media age where people can just be bullies behind a keyboard and behind their phones.
And they can Photoshop stuff.
It's just ugly out here.
It's crazy.
It's ugly out here. So I'm not big on I'm big on real life. Like, if I'm providing every day, I'm putting in time, because time to me is love.
That's what matters.
If I'm putting effort, I'm investing money, I'm praying with you, don't think that Instagram post or the lack thereof validates shit over that.
Right. That's nice the way you pray with your girl.
Yeah, I'm very spiritual. That's nice.
That's dope. That's really nice.
I pray with her, pray for, thank God for. Like, that's me. You know what I'm saying? I've always been that way. And the older I've gotten, the more deep into my spirituality I got. So I try to feed that into my woman. I think the dopest thing I've ever done for a woman is my ex, although it didn't work out, she said it. She was like, because of you, my relationship with God is much stronger.
That's really nice.
That was the biggest accomplishment I think I could do as a man anyway.
And them DMs about to be flooded.
It's about to be crazy. Ding, ding, ding.
They're going to be DMing you palms.
All right, now.
Psalms and all type of shit. Right.
Now, times 10.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your confidence in the bedroom.
Yeah, I'm a freak.
You a Pisces.
I'm a Pisces.
Water baby.
Yeah, yeah. So like,
drip, squashy, squashy, wet, wet.
Yeah. But I'm so like mannerable, articulate, God fearing. So you wouldn't know unless you really indulge with me. It's like, I'm not just out here. You know what I'm saying? But when I go, I go.
You're a God fearing freak.
Yeah, God created men and women to procreate.
Yes, he did.
So he gave us that emotion. And
but
that
what
attraction.
Do you mean by a freak? Like,
I'm just I'm a pleaser.
Okay.
Like it's not about
me. You're a giver.
Yeah, I am trying to fuck up your head sexually.
Goals.
Yeah, I already know how it works. Like, good or bad, right? You're gonna be in the group chat, fellas. After you have sex, you're in the group chat.
Not the group chat.
So five girls gonna know about you.
I know guys do that.
Our
group chat. Our group chat.
Listen, my
the next morning, next text gonna be like, girl.
Yeah, my reputation is there we go.
I need some good reviews.
I need good reviews. That's first.
If they had Yelp for men, so you could check out a review, like, let me Yelp Sammy and see how he is.
See what his reviews are.
I'm really passionate. I'm really a pleaser, and I'm trying to like leave my mark. I kind of want to make it to like whoever. You sex before me, it wasn't that.
Damn.
It didn't count.
Jesus Christ.
Right now.
Yeah. So that's why times 10 is so.
Our homegirl face. That's I'm not why, even going to say who, but her face.
That's why times 10
maybe
is
she
so.
She turned on red.
It's so bold. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a Pisces, so like, I don't know how to explain it. We just like. It's a spiritual, physical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all of that.
It's swimming in us.
Yeah.
Literally. Swimming in the deep.
I've had bad situations with Pisces.
No,
y'all lie.
Sexual.
Are you a liar?
No. Sexual is good.
Well, I have lied because I cheated before. But
Pisces
I'm not a liar.
Liars.
And I'm not good at it, which is why I don't, like, I can't cheat.
They're not good at it.
I'm a get caught. We sloppy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to leave the pictures and the videos and all. Like, I just didn't, I don't know
that's
why.
That's not me. It's old.
Yeah,
that's the jacket we bought together yesterday.
I bought you that jacket, right?
That's not your jacket.
No.
That's not your eyelashes. I'm not a good liar. I think one thing about Pisces, everyone loves us, though.
That's true.
Pisces are pretty chill people.
Yeah, we lay back.
They can get along with everybody.
We get along with everybody.
Yeah.
We're like fish, but we're chameleons. We can blend in any crowd.
Yeah, I swim with any school
there
of
we
fish.
Go. So when you're a guy and you attract a little bit of everybody, and that's the thing with relationships is deciding to be committed every day. That's just the hardest part of it, right? That's what marriage like is. Like deciding even on my worst day, no matter how angry or what weird space we're in, I'm going to still stay down and loyal with my girl. I used to not be that kind of guy sometimes. I used to be like, okay, I'm lacking in this department with your ass and I love you and I feel like you should not be stressing me. Cool. My shorty in L.A.,
She don't stress me.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I used to have that mindset. but then that comes also from just being immature because that means I needed validation.
Right. That's your own insecurity.
There we go. I learned that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm validated by self. Like I'm whole by myself.
Stamp.
Yeah, I don't need a woman to tell
check.
Me. God-fearing or nice or charismatic or articulate. Like, I got my shit together. I know that. I took, like, self-care time when I was single.
You stopped taking one for the team.
When I got single, I really, stopped taking one for the team. And just focused on myself. Learn how to sleep alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, just date alone. Go bowling by myself. Go to the movies by myself. I never did shit like that. I always thought I had to have a girl. You know what I'm saying?
Did you masturbate a lot during that time?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Before that time, after that time, during that
because
time?
Because I'm sensual, right? But spiritual. So I understand like what sex really is. Like I'm outside of just putting my physical inside you, I'm giving you some of my spirit too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm scattering my spirit with so many, you know what I mean, random, like that shit is unhealthy. So sometimes that fatigue you feel is not your fatigue.
Mm. Yeah, it because not only are you leaving yours, you picking up a little
bit of
the fatigue of the souls of thousands of women.
It's a shame.
Seriously.
No crystal stair.
So. When I'm refraining from sex, the porn life is a little more intensified, but that's better than sleeping just
with
to
randoms.
Have recreational sex.
Love is confusing. So wouldn't it be nice to have a personal advisor at your fingertips who conveniently happens to know a thing or two about the future? The psychics at Psychic Source are extremely confident that you'll get your questions answered for just 83 cents a minute. Plus, you'll get the first 3 minutes free. Imagine how nice it would be to know what's coming or to be able to talk things through with someone unbiased. Try out a private confidential phone, online chat, or a live face-to-face online video reading now. You have nothing to lose because if you're not happy, they'll refund you. Not sure where to start? Their customer care agents are available around the clock to match your personality with a gifted psychic advisor. Or browse psychicsource.com to check them out before you create an account. Take a chance that could change your life with a good deal on a highly respected service. Just mention promo code Angela when you call 800-377-3188 or sign up online at psychicsource.com. That's 800-377-3188 or just go to psychicsource.com with promo code Angela.
What's the longest amount of time you watch porn for?
I'm so crazy with it. Let me tell you, I feel like a creep after I watch porn.
Me too.
Immediately after what I just did,
you like,
I'm like, this was so nasty.
Oh my God, I have done that. My phone.
God, lie.
You watch, I'm so mad you watch porn on your phone.
I delete my history as soon as I do it because I feel guilty.
You're like, God forbid I die and someone goes through my phone and see the shit I was looking at.
Where are you supposed to watch porn? Because she just told me she's not.
On your laptop.
No.
I do mine on my laptop.
For real?
It's a whole thing
I'm
with
on
me.
My phone
it's
with it.
I'm on my phone. To me, that's too crazy. I'm going to tell you why, because you look crazy on your phone trying to watch porn.
Nah, you look crazy squinting. When you like, all right, let me set this
that's
all
me.
Up.
That's me. I have a setup. So that's why I feel creepy. At
yeah, the desktop.
Yeah. When I'm finished, I'll be like, that was stupid. I watched that. Because I really had to get the shit organized.
Yeah,
like,
you knew you was about to do
it. Get everything together. If you have Apple TV, then you can mirror it onto the television.
It takes me about 25-30 minutes to
just
find
it. Up.
Yeah, just
same.
Get to find
you
a girl
gotta find the right
that
one.
I really like. Cause now I'm looking for my type.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling them myself, I'll go to the end first to make sure it end the way that I want
to. You go to the end, so yeah, you gotta make sure they
gotta get a preview.
Yeah,
like.
if y'all not all the way right at the end,
it cuts off.
If
don't
now
you?
I'm hanging. Now I'm left hanging.
Right.
So now I gotta find
now,
a whole new video.
Now I got blue balls.
Yeah.
Get back in that search bar.
Nah. One time, my first, the girl who took my virginity. Was like on her period, right? So, but she was doing other shit to me, and I don't like to be teased. Like, I don't like to be teased so much. I don't like strip clubs. Like, why? To me, like, I'm too sexual. That's what it is. If I go to a strip club and I just fell in love with you all night, I need to really like fulfill this fantasy.
Yeah. Release that.
Yeah, that's just how my mind works. So I kind of try to stay out of it.
You're gonna be waiting in the parking lot.
Yeah, like what's
like
up?
Melvin.
You thought that was it.
I couldn't think of his name.
Yeah. Oh, you know I knew Melvin, girl.
Yeah,
so I done met a few Melvin in my day.
She was about to leave me hanging until, but she was older than me too. So
and
she
had a period.
But she was about that life, so I didn't know. I really used to think seriously, like. Period meant no sex for real. Like
that's
no, we know you running like
right. Yeah, sometimes you have to run the light and just clean up
crime
the scene.
Crime scene, yeah.
So she almost left me hanging, but then she unless I was willing to try something new, which I was like, hell yeah. And she was my girlfriend, I'm going. And I went.
Was it super messy? Was it like during a heavy flow?
No, it wasn't too bad either. Right. Actually, it was.
Because the end of your period is not too bad when it's light. But that heavy flow time.
The problem with the end is you'll do it and then that shit'll come
now
back.
Now you can knock it on.
Yeah, that makes it.
Yeah.
So you're like, fuck, I should've waited one day and I gotta wait
and
two
and then you're like apologetic, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, can't get you no more pussy.
All right, now let's talk about stupid.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I cope with breakups. Well, this is how I coped with my last breakup. Again, remember, I didn't want it to be over.
It's kind of like this whole album is about, a lot of it.
So the album is about Everlasting, the reason why I named it that, my mom told me when I was 17, that's when I really like started to date freely and like with my mom's permission. Mm-hmm. And she just didn't give me no long spill to nothing. She said that every good relationship, bad relationship, every one night stand will have an everlasting effect on the man you become. And I'm 17, so I don't know what the hell that really is. I'm like, cool, I can go talk to this girl, is what you're saying. But at 31 now, I'm like, holy shit. Like, those things I did in my youth, it's true. You feel me? Like, I used to mess with girls that had, like, boyfriends.
You was a side piece?
Yeah, I love
side piece Sammy.
I used to love being a side piece because you didn't need to date these girls and take them out. So they can have boyfriends. That's cool.
Let him do all that.
At 31, it bothers me because it's like, damn, if I got a girlfriend, is she going to sleep when she say goodnight? Because I know girls are like, goodnight.
Right.
And they're not going to sleep. Then they're not at their homegirl's crib. So that's what the album's about. It's about every fuck up, even the healthy relationships that I've endured the last 14 years of my life.
Sheesh.
So stupid is just how I like dealt with a breakup one time. Like, I'm not about to sit there and cry.
Mm-hmm. You gonna go out fuck a bunch
there
of women?
Go. I'm gonna go drink. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna party with my niggas. Mm-hmm. And
but you're really hurting.
Yeah, I really don't want to do this. I'm just doing it because I don't know what my
I have to.
X
feel
is
like
gone.
It. You know, yeah. studies show that women deal with breakups. The way that women and men deal with breakups is so different, right?
Mm-hmm.
They say that for women, we like get up with our girls, we sit at home, we cry, we deal with it, and then we get over it faster. Men go out right away. And they like fuck chicks and they try to act like they're not bothered.
Yeah, like they
but
straight.
Then it hits you later.
Mm-hmm. You hit a wall. Yeah.
Like months later, yeah. it could be a year later, yeah. and you're like,
we don't want your ass.
But by that time,
she over it.
It's too much. Yeah.
Healed, so moved on.
Yeah, that's what stupid's about. It's just me handling a breakup in that way. And most men, for whatever reason, that's just how we decide to cope.
Mm-hmm.
Cause y'all act like y'all don't got no emotions. And then when it pile up, see, that, you can't help it no more.
I'm not that guy. Like, I'm totally, I'm a Pisces to the core. I'm sensitive. I'm expressive. Like, I'll go all out for it to not end. But I'm big on peace, though. So I do hit a point where I'm like, I'm not about to force this no more
because right.
I'm stressed the hell out. And I might not want to let you go, but for my sanity and my health, I got to. So I'm still left dealing with some shit I didn't want to deal with.
Mm. Practical.
Yeah.
All right, Playlist. That's your song you said that sets the mood.
For sure. It's called Playlist and it's just strictly meant for your sex playlist. We released it on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And the feedback on that and times 10 has been awesome. Times 10 is like straight to the point, no foreplay, you know what I'm saying? And then Playlist is that one where if you want to be made love to, if you want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the difference as far as the sexual, sensual part of the records. Like, Playlist is very, it's a passionate, sensual record. Times 10 is like blunt as hell.
Do you talk a lot during sex?
Nah, not so much. I might say something every now and then, but...
Something like what?
I don't know. It depends. If you're my girl, I'll make you tell me it's mine a few times.
And if you're not...
A few times. Not
a few times.
Because I'm
you know,
territorial. So, like, if you're really, like, my girlfriend, and I'm just wrapped up in love and everything else, I might say that.
If it's just
but for the most
girl.
Part, mm-hmm. I'm just, like, focused again on pleasing.
Are you a moaner?
I have moaned.
I think guys hold back, try to.
Do you hold back?
Try to hold back.
No, noises. No. I don't know how to.
Yeah.
I'm a all or nothing guy. So.
Guys are like,
do you come in silence?
No.
That's when the noises come out.
Yeah, that's
when you moan, talk, growl.
What does it sound like when you're coming? What's your noise?
I never practice it. I gotta do it.
Do you think about your face when you're having sex, like what it looks like to her?
No.
That's something girls think about.
Yeah, for sure.
Girls
yeah.
think about what their face looks like.
You be like, hold on, let me fix my face.
They think about what their body look like.
Oh, no, I'm not doing none of that.
Yeah, girls, definitely.
When you, after you come, do you like hide your limp penis?
No, I get up. I go get a rag.
You know, some guys be like, put their drawers back on or they put the cups over.
Nah, that shit shrivel up too
small. It does shrivel up. Some people.
Not immediately, though, for me. So it's like a thing.
It's a process.
I got to walk away, get the rag, come help her.
So you always get the rag. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's
make sure she's
nice.
Straight.
What a gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Make sure she's straight. Then
so
shower.
Do you mind if your girl, like a girl you're with, sees your dick when it's not hard?
Yeah, I'm not tripping.
Oh, so you're a shower.
She can see it. It's hers. In all room.
But tonight.
No, you said my girl. Like, my girl, she can
or somebody,
see
let's say somebody you're dating. Does it matter to you? Because you don't want her
it's
to be
like... It's
the
same thing.
Yeah, that's still my... If I'm dating you, you're my girl.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
For real. Like, because at 31, like, because I don't date a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm dating, like, with intent. Like, if I'm dating, I'm really dating you.
It's not just for sport.
Yeah, no. I don't go on dates, like, with four different women at a time. Mm-hmm. Hell no. Because, one, I'm a nice guy, so that'll have four girls stress me the hell out. Boyfriend. I'd rather be just one on one. You know what I'm saying? Period.
More guys need to be like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to show them the way.
You should.
I'm trying to show them the way.
Now, you also had the song Success Versus Love.
Yep.
And you talk about the balance between what you have to do in the music industry and being in a relationship.
Yep.
And trying to have both of those things be fulfilling for you. So, how have you figured that out? Because I know early on it probably was more difficult, but do you think you can successfully be in a relationship, have a woman be supportive of you and your career?
I'm hopeful, but I haven't figured it out.
It hasn't happened yet?
Mm-mm.
So you're not in a relationship?
No, I'm dating somebody.
And how does that work out right now?
It's a work in progress. Yeah. I'm just started dating like 3 months ago.
To be continued.
And it's awesome. It's awesome. Early. It's awesome. You know what I'm saying? She's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like this is new. This is the first time she's dating me and I'm on press run in LA. I'm out here in New York. This may be a lot for her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I know that she knows this comes with the territory. So I'll see. Like, I hope that this is conducive to her lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, because I don't dictate it. Mm-hmm. A woman just has to understand and fit. I can't force a woman to understand my lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? I can give you all the essentials before, and still it's nothing like experiencing it.
What if she was like, can you not like post with your shirt off?
Yeah, but I'm a whole R&B singer that go to the gym 4 times a week. I'm in the gym. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm showing my work off.
Yeah, like, I'm showing my progress.
I work hard for this.
Yeah.
Would you bring her on the road?
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. She's been rocking with me a couple times. Nobody just know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When she be around.
Does she, like, so what if people want to take pictures? She has no problem taking the picture?
She'll take
like
the
that.
Picture. Like, she's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so far, so cool. It's new. Like,
yeah.
Really just started kicking it and getting to grow with each other and learning each other. So, time tells all.
So, you believe in the honeymoon phase?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Lord.
Because it's three different things that, it's three different things that happen. First, people like you, and then you all love each other, and then you fall in love. So, those are three different individuals that you got to deal with. Because the shit that wasn't bothering that person, now that I love your ass, it kind of does. Mm-hmm. Or now that I'm in love, I really don't like this shit. So, you know, that's just, you give it time and you take the time to try to, like, understand one another. Not focus on more so who's right and who's wrong. I think that's where a lot of us go wrong in relationships. Like, you're having pissy fits about being right and wrong. Forget that. Let's just find that happy place in this so I can understand.
My boyfriend's like, I just always let you be right and everything.
So that's really the way to a degree. Just right? Let her be right and I love you and let's keep rocking.
Yeah, I think when a guy goes too hard to prove that he's right, I'm like, this bitch ass nigga.
Right. Yeah, don't focus on being right or wrong.
And plus, we do be right most of the time.
That's fair. Most of the time, but just. When I say success versus love, I'm talking about the happy ending. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Like, the happy ending.
Crafted in-
She's Asian. Watch out now.
Nah, but just, you know.
You don't believe in that. Come on.
Being able to make money, go on the road, travel with your lady, do all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what I feel can happen. I'm just haven't successfully made it that far yet.
Speaking of happy endings. When's the last time you had somebody just jerk you off and you came from that?
Oh, no, that's not a thing for me.
That's never happened for you, ever?
Just
not even early on yet, just that?
No. Because my first girlfriend, my first everything, she was older than me and already, like, sexually active. So she
How old were you?
I was 17. She was 19.
So you lost your virginity at 17?
I made it far, though. I did good.
I can't believe that because you were so young. Yeah.
Mom didn't play. She used to keep me away from
How did she manage to do that?
She put a lot of fear in my heart. I was like, nah.
Wow, Sammy held out till 17.
That's crazy. I would have never thought that.
I didn't think that either.
I made it to 17.
I would have thought you was out there singing and fucking old bitches.
I made it to 17 and then
Cougar
I was
life.
With one girl, like high school, my whole high school.
For real? That's
my senior year. I ain't started becoming like a thought until I moved to Atlanta. That messed me up. Well, there's too many beautiful girls there from all over the world.
And an excess of them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Then I was by myself. Like, I don't have no family there, so it was just me, and I ran into some money. So I was like, oh, shit, this is dope.
Yeah.
No girlfriend for me.
So 17, what was that like? What happened?
Like the experience?
Yeah,
itself?
That experience.
My first time?
Yeah.
That was horrible.
How
I went
old
for
was
like
she?
2 seconds. Yeah, I went for like 2 seconds.
How old was she?
She was 19.
Okay, that's not much older.
But I was telling her I was a virgin before we did it, and she just didn't believe me because I'm a Sammy. She's like, shut up, you're a flirt. And I had like all the girls in high school that liked me, so everyone thought I was doing it. But I'm like, nah, I'm dead ass virgin. Like, I could tell girls that, and it's not looked at like, oh, you're lying or scary. They really thought I was just lying.
Right.
So I it was my first day I ever skipped school. It was her birthday. So I went to her crib, and it was a whole kickback. But when I got there, everybody started leaving. So I knew they knew.
Oh, shit. It was set up. Yeah, it was set up. All her homegirls knew.
Yeah, birthday.
So we kissed for like 45 minutes. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
I was like scared because I knew what was
going on. Your mouth must have been raw.
I just knew.
He was trying to drag it.
Yeah, I was really trying to get out of it.
And you know what? That's probably what made you come fast, too.
We had too much foreplay.
Yeah. Too much foreplay. We'll make a guy come.
Yeah, so by the time I was slid into the place of love, it was a wrap.
Like, you probably didn't even use a condom because you didn't even know. You were 17.
Well, all right, I was going to skip that part.
We want to hear that
I
part.
Put the condom on, but you only can make out for so long. You know what I'm saying? And my situation, I had a little where I had to go to the bathroom and be like, yo, don't do this to me because I was thinking too much. But the condom was already on. But
yeah, for 45 minutes.
So I took it off and I came back in the room and we continued to make up and she She thought it still was on, though. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. And in my mind, I talked to my homeboys about it. So I was like, oh, cool. You'll feel the tingly feeling. You can pull out. That's how I thought I knew what I was doing.
You didn't know.
Once the tingly feeling happened in my body.
You didn't want to pull out.
It was all bad. It was all bad. 2 seconds, didn't pull out. So now I'm thinking all kinds of shit. I'm like, I could have an STD. She's going to be pregnant. My mom going to kick my ass. Ooh. I skip school. Like, this is all going through my head. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, messed up until... She told me her period came on. Then everything got
You're like, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. I'll never do that again.
Right. I learned that lesson.
There you go. There you go. That was my first time.
Hum Nutrition is all about making you look and feel your best. Each specific supplement packs a combo of potent ingredients designed for specific aims, like clearer skin, boosted energy, or fuller hair. And it's backed by clinical results. Hum focuses on preventing concerns and long-term care and repair, not damage control and covering up. Their inside-out approach to beauty goes beyond a skincare regimen alone to give you great results. Hum products are sustainably sourced, non-GMO, and free of soy, gluten, artificial colors, and preservatives. Plus, lots of vegan options. Try the supplements like the Daily Cleanse. I use the Hair Sweet Hair Growth Gummies, Uber Energy, and more. If you aren't sure what you need, go to humnutrition.com/get_started and take a quiz to get a personalized recommendation from Hum's team of registered dietitians. To make things even easier, Hum offers a monthly vitamin subscription that's affordable, flexible, and convenient. I love using the flatter tummy one because summertime's coming. Also, my hair has been growing and looking so much healthier now that I use the Hair Sweet Hair Growth Gummies. Go to humnutrition.com/get_started for your personalized recommendations and get 20% off your purchase with code Angela. That's humnutrition.com/get_started and code Angela.
You even said you could have been a daddy or a father a couple of times, right? Mm-hmm. So you had some situations where you thought you were going
to
be a dad?
I would say listen to Price of Fame on my album. And I might have spoken on that situation finally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So we have to listen to the song to hear about it.
Yeah. And if you catch the line, take it for what it is.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Are you excited to be a dad?
I look forward to being a father and a dad. Yeah, I'm going to be a great pops. Like, I'm the oldest of three on my mom's side. So they're like my children. I help my mom. She was a single parent. I love kids. I can't wait to have some tribes, you know, a little tribe of my own, rather. Yeah. I look forward to that.
We look forward to that for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what's the biggest lie you ever got caught telling?
Shit, that I wasn't cheating when I was cheating.
How did you get caught?
The phone. She went through my phone. I
always
took a shower.
That phone.
And I got OCD, so if I put my cup like right here, I know
it. That's exactly where it's at.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So when I came out the shower, and I already knew what it was, so I just was like, let's talk.
Let's talk about it.
My phone's moved.
My phone is 2 centimeters to the left from where I left it.
Walking around my neighborhood and
how she knew your password?
Not to my knowledge, but she probably watched my thumb game at some point. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So yeah.
1, 1, 1, 1.
Yeah, so I had to, you know, fess up to everything.
She held that joint up like this and was looking
at it. She saw.
At that time, was your password really easy? Was it
like it wasn't no 1, 2, 3, 4 shit. It was complex.
My fingers be looking up. I hate that. It was complex.
So she really took time to watch the pattern, and you know, and that day sucked because you know I got to fess up to the shit you saw.
So you guys took a walk.
Yeah.
So what did you...
She asked me, did I believe in monogamy? That was the first opening line. So.
No, did you read my text? No, clearly I don't.
I was like, yes, I believe in monogamy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I haven't necessarily been the most monogamous. Clearly. You know what I'm saying? Or you wouldn't be having this conversation with me. So that's when I really started getting my shit together. Because mm-hmm. I didn't really have no reason, you know what I'm saying, to be doing what I was doing. I was just like being greedy.
And y'all worked it out and stayed together?
Yeah, but shit never was the same. Because see, like this, you could do so much damage that after that, you could become the best boyfriend in the world. I really got my shit together. Changed my number, cut all. Because it wasn't like I wanted them emotionally. It was just a
physical thing. You was just doing shit.
And being stupid.
To be doing it. Because mm-hmm. you could.
But she never could see the good in me again.
So what if it was the other way around?
Oh, we can't take that.
What if you found out that
you've been cheated on? You said that. You've been cheated on.
It's over.
Wouldn't have been no working it out. None of that.
Why one time? You don't think people make mistakes?
Yeah, they do. And that was a mistake.
But that would mean you can't take it.
No, it's just continue on with your life, though.
So what happened? Tell us the story about when you got cheated on.
I did the dumbest shit. That's why I don't go through phones no more. Cause
you went through
something.
Her phone?
Mm-hmm. It's my first girlfriend. And I moved to Atlanta to work on my second album. And she was still in Orlando. So she would come up sometime and visit or whatever. And it had been a while. And I remember just how she's grown. Like I said, she's not grown, but she's 2 years older than me. So she was way more mature, way more just sexual than I was. So I was just like, ain't no way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you holding out.
Doing shit.
Yeah. And I'm in a whole other state.
She done took my virginity.
Yeah.
There's no way.
And I went through a phone and saw a text. And then shit made my stomach hurt.
What'd it say?
And I wanted to like... throw her down the stairs.
Jesus.
I ain't do it though.
It was just a thought.
I was thrown downstairs. It's not fun.
Jesus, you got thrown downstairs?
Yeah. I tried to break up with the guy that I killed. His birthday was yesterday too, y'all. But I tried to break up with him.
The guy that I killed.
Nah, but that's what she said, right?
Yeah.
He had a heart attack or something during sex.
So I tried to break up with him and he didn't take it pretty good. And he threw me
down the stairs?
Yeah.
Jesus,
and we were in a hotel, so you know that stairwell is like steel and concrete.
Didn't mean that literally.
No, it happened
really
to me.
You really stayed with him after that?
No, that was when I packed up and moved to Atlanta.
But then you had a heart attack after that.
No, he had the heart attack before he started acting crazy.
I'm about to leave y'all.
Back to when you got cheated on.
Yeah.
What did you see?
Oh, the text. The text says some shit like. Oh, it was worth the wait.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's something she should have been texting to you.
She took his virginity too.
I know what I think it was.
She's a virginity snatcher.
He was trying, but she probably was really trying to be faithful. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and then she couldn't hold out no longer.
But whenever they did do it. So I went downstairs. Oof. To the guest room and I like, cause I didn't want to like lay next to her, you know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
Oh my God.
And the next morning she came and she knew, like, you know what I'm saying? She's like, what you doing? Like, I'm downstairs in the guest room. She came down and was like, what's wrong? And I was like, yo, get away from me. You know what I'm saying? And then she just started like pleading that's not what that meant. That's not, and this shit didn't make sense. Again, like, that's why I didn't even bother to lie when Shorty went through my phone. Like, it is what you saw.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Pretty
it
much.
Is what you read. Let me not try to R&B it and create some crazy scenario. So I couldn't rock with her no more.
Did you ever cry over a girl?
No.
Yes, you have. Come on, you're a Pisces.
All these R&B songs.
Come on, you definitely cried. Well, yeah, literally, like with her, trying to get her back. You never cried?
I mean, that sounds good. No, I didn't. I didn't cry.
I've made guys cry before.
I'm not saying a
guy cries, you never believe it either.
Yeah, I won't cry over a girl or nothing like that, but right. I just haven't been one of those scenarios where I cried.
Yeah. I do not want to see Sam with the tears in his beard.
No.
Wet beard.
That's a tissue.
No. It's okay to cry though.
Yeah. But I actually don't cry a lot. As now for me to be so emotional and insensitive, I don't cry a lot.
Why?
Like, I don't know. The last time I cried 3 years ago, my favorite uncle passed and that fucked me up for 2 days. But prior to that, it'd been a while, and since then, I haven't cried. Like,
maybe you need to.
I was about to say, maybe you need to cry.
I probably do for a good cry, but I don't know how to make them come. You know what I'm saying?
Like, whoa.
I don't know how to make my tears fall.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go. Yeah.
Now, you did take a long hiatus.
4 years, actually.
Yeah, that's long, though.
But that was just to go to high school, and it took 4 years of that to graduate.
So you were like, I just got to be regular.
Well, it was more to the story. So the first half is a sense of normalcy. Mm-hmm. You take a kid from like the hood of Florida. I like it, comes out, goes number one. Now I'm in like Canada, I'm in LA, I'm in New York. Then my mom never took me out of public school. So I would go to school 3 days.
Get the hell out of here.
I swear, William Dandy Middle in Fort Lauderdale. So I'm not normal though. So I have security helping me go to class.
Damn.
Dudes wanting to fight because they think I want their girls. The girls is going crazy. So it was chaos. Yeah, I couldn't turn it off. And my mom started realizing how drained I was. And then I think one time, 48 hours, they did a special on me. And the guy asked me, like, are you happy? And I said, sometimes. And when I said that, it messed my mom up. You know what I'm saying? And that's when she was like, I'm going to take my baby out of this. So from 99 to 2001, that was my, like, first run. And, you know, she was like, you just need to be normal. Because I couldn't play basketball no more. I couldn't play football. It was in my contract because that's, like, a high-risk injury sport.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just... when you're 12, you really don't know what the hell's going on. You know, you don't get the business aspect of it. You do know you have a deal. You do know you're popping and famous, but you don't understand, like, oh, shit, this house that I'm living in, I'm helping pay for. This car that my mom's driving, I'm making money every time I go on stage and we're selling these records. So, like, it wasn't until I was, like, 15 when I realized, like, oh, shit, I was really, like, that guy.
The man. Nah, you was lit. Yeah. I thought, because I was about the same age as you when it came out. So I'm like, oh, somebody my age is out there. I'm like, yeah. I ain't like that.
Yeah. And then, you know, that's everybody else to, you know, go get younger talent. So while I was gone, it was kind of dope to, for real, and frustrating at the same time to start watching younger acts pop because I was the first one to do that. Mm-hmm. And there was no announcement that I was leaving. I just left. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It was like you just disappeared.
Yeah, and then the second half of that.
I thought you got an older woman pregnant.
Nah, the second half of that.
Whisk him away.
My mom was also my momager, and she, my mom don't play, right? So, like, her, Dallas Austin, who discovered me, and Joyce Irby, those three kind of was the triangle offense of my career. Mm. They were all butt heads. Like, my mom, she wasn't folding for no, I don't care, millions or the house that you're trying to, like, my mom don't care nothing about none of that. Mm-hmm. And once they realized they couldn't break her, and she was, like, a little too smart, like, you thought you was sending him on a promo run for 20 cities, nah, he got number one record, we getting 12,000 a show. See, my mom was that. Once she found out the business, she came, like, it. Hard to...
Does she still manage your career?
No. She's just my mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I came back in 2005, I wanted her to just be my parent. Because she... That was some friction, too. Mm-hmm. You understand why she's chasing me around? There's two siblings that has nannies and not being tended to by her.
Right.
So, like, it altered our relationship. And in high school, me and my mom didn't get along. Now we're, like, best friends. That's my love. That's my queen. But she felt I gave you so much of my attention and... where my little brother may have lacked or my sister may have lacked is because I'm chasing you around. And I felt that was unfair because I'm like, I'm a minor. I'm not doing anything that you're not permitting me to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was just a lot. So that was the first hiatus and really technically the only one. After that, I came back with the Sammy album, You Should Be My Girl, Come With Me, Kiss Me Through the Phone. And that year, Kiss Me Through the Phone came out is when I found out my current manager at the time was stealing hella bread. You know what I'm saying? And doing foul shit.
He said six figures,
like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
That's heartbreaking because that's somebody
I knew since I was 12. I met him when I was in the
beginning. Money will fuck people up.
So I thought that he could, I could trust him. I was like, I don't need my mom. I still got like a big brother to watch over me out here.
He was watching over that account.
Yeah.
He was watching over.
He had access to my personal account. He was co-signing on my Benz and he was the primary account holder of my American Express. So.
Woo!
Mind you, like, I remember when I fired him, I was 21 at the time, so I knew what he had access to and I knew what he could possibly do. I didn't know he would do it though. I'm like, I think we can have a man to man talk.
Right.
You get this, I got that.
It's more than fair.
You've already been, you know what I'm
compensated
saying?
Compensated.
Yeah.
Well enough.
Well more than your commission.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be free. You know what I'm saying? Hell no. He did everything from liquidate my account to shut my credit card off.
Wow.
And filed like a stolen vehicle report on my car.
On the Benz.
I came out. I was in court one day with him. When I came out of court,
your
the
car
Benz
was
gone.
And you were with him in court.
Against him.
Oh,
and
wow.
I come out and some cops, they're that serious. A cop is like, yo, do you own a such and such Benz? I was like, yes, sir. He was like, good thing we didn't catch you in it. So if something's reported stolen, they have to take you to jail, even if your name's on it.
Right.
Wow.
So they sent me to the crib. I had to file a report. But at this point, I could let the Benz go because I don't have no money to take care of. You know what I mean?
Because he done took all your shit.
Because he got that too. So it was like in 2009, while I'm going to Kiss Me Through the Phone, I had zero.
That's so
like people don't know
up.
That because
and
I
that was
still
such
was,
a huge...
Now, yeah. He didn't... So here's the blessing of that. That's what kept me afloat. It didn't like change my life drastically, but now I was living the equivalent to people who live check to check. I was living show to show.
Right. Mm. But you were able to do something.
Everybody owes Soulja Boy.
Yay.
I'm like,
Big Draco. Big Draco. Nah. But so like he didn't even know I was going through that. Nobody knew because I still wore, you know, I still was dressing nice. I still did Jay Leno and I still did Jimmy Kimmel Live and I was turning up and I would make my bread. But, you know, I believe perception is reality. And at that time, I knew that it wasn't time for the world to know that. People don't really care about your story till you win, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I was talking about, oh, my ex-manager did such and such, I'd be like, stop crying, nigga, get it together.
Right. You got hit songs out.
Yeah, that's your fault. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just how harsh
but
the world.
What did your mom have to say? Because now you done...
Well, see, and you got to understand, like, my mom didn't want me to come back to the industry anyway. So she's like, it was like, I told you so moment.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom, and she couldn't save me. Like, it was legit set up for him to do the stuff he did. You got to understand, like... he did it. He orchestrated my business so he could do that.
So that he can snatch. I'm snatching all this
what
shit.
What I do, I'm going to give him two options. Stay and keep your money right, or I'm going to take everything from you and make you start over. So people thought I took a hiatus after 2009. Hell no. I put out
a
mixtape with DJ Holiday, 2010, EP via Troy Taylor, mixtape that summer, mixtape that winter. And the reason why I was flooding the market with free music is because, one, I don't have a deal. These A&Rs and these executives don't give two shits about my sad story. So I was like, how do I stay consistent? Now, although I'm not on the radio and BET and MTV no more, I got the internet. This is before the internet became the thing. Mm-hmm. So I was using Dat Piff and LimeWire and live mixtapes. And I was getting booked, though.
Music.
Like,
and that's how you.
That's when I started learning the business. I was answering emails on my own, and then I would send it to my mans to read when they get the voice. So I was like, to book me 5,000 plus travel for two, like whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Not knowing what the hell I'm doing, because I never had to do this,
right?
And I'd be like, yo, KG, that was my assistant. Read that. We out to LA tomorrow. Read right. that. We going to Arizona tomorrow. Like, and when I started doing that, it started making me a boss. And I was like, oh, I could do this shit myself. Mm-hmm. I just got to keep singing. I got to, and then I'm going to run into a big one. You know what I'm saying? One thing about this business, you could be down for 6-7 years and then mm-hmm. one situation or me going viral on Shade Room 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Money's not an issue.
People were hype.
I'm back. You know what I'm saying? I'm booked and busy. I don't have to put out mixtapes. I hated doing that. Like, this is what I'm used to. I'm used to putting out albums, having my press run, touring. So I think God let me go through that for 7 years. It felt like I was under, on a hiatus. No, I was...
You
was
working grinding. Hard
business grinding. Shit. Working.
Yeah.
He's grinding.
Yeah. And, you know, 3 years ago, one viral video, people thought, oh, he came back with a beard and tattoos. Hell no. I've been doing all this. I've been this. Y'all just didn't know where I was at and y'all didn't know what I was going through.
I think the dope thing is whenever you on a record that peaks or gets big, you can still make some kind of money out of it.
Yeah.
So even if you go everywhere and sing the hook to Kiss Me Through the Phone, somebody's going to pay you to come and do that shit.
That record took me to Germany. That record had me in Paris.
Exactly.
That record took me to Abu Dhabi. It took me to Tokyo. It took me to Asia.
They still play that shit on the radio. I heard it in the car.
So like, I've been blessed to have like the mainstream records that hit and work. You know what I'm saying? And I thank God for that. And I thank my fans for always, for some reason, they're right there. No matter how long it's been, when something hit, they like, oh shit, I still love
this
guy.
He's back,
though. Yeah.
All right. Well, Sammy, we thank you so much. Now, to end out the show,
mm-hmm.
just like how we started the show, you have to guess which one of the lip service ladies said this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to tell you next week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which one of us got our period on a rapper's tour bus and woke up in a pool of blood and was scared to tell him?
You're guilty.
L'Oreal, you think? All right, we'll find out next week.
You're guilty.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Yes, hey, happy birthday.
Of the
album, birthday. Congratulations
Friday,
on the album.
First. Yeah, yeah. Thank y'all.
Yeah, so we're very excited, but we appreciate that. Was really great and informative. We learned a lot about you today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know what? Before you came in, Shay was saying, what? They were talking about how when you first came out, you were so young, it kind of was like watching like Olivia on the Cosby Show and feeling like, oh, this is, you know, we can't even talk to Sammy about things like this. But you're clearly an adult now.
Grown man.
Sometimes when you come out as a kid, people still see you like as that kid.
Yeah, I think going through the bullshit I went through helped me age too. Again,
that's how this beard grows. Growth.
Yeah, it's just growth. And then not being able to see me for those years at a time helped the cross from being a child star to a grown man be taken a lot more seriously than me having to force myself like, yo, I'm 31.
Right. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm grown.
But
we can't wait to see your girl on social media.
Post that.
Don't look forward to that. Okay.
Yeah, you're chilling.
Post
don't
me.
Wait.
Post
you're chilling.
All right,
Stay
Lip
chilling.
Service. Yeah. Thank you, Sammy.
Thank you.
Yes, and we are so excited here at Lip Service to announce that we do have a live show happening in New York City. It goes down March 28th at Caroline's. So make sure you go and get your tickets. You can go to carolines.com to get all that information. It's also pinned on my Twitter page. So if you want to find that link, I know Gigi and L'Oreal, we've all been posting about it. We're going to have some very special surprises for y'all. So make sure you get your tickets before they sell out. We're going to have a great time. And we haven't even announced who's going to be there yet.